Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Networking, okay. Anyone else? Power. Okay, so in Singapore, gangs are still plenty, yeah?
As my guide Bruce, an ex-gang member, shared, in Singapore, gangs still exist. But how much do we know about the history of gangs in Singapore and this part of Singapore's storied past? Well, the Triad Trails Tour provides those that attend an opportunity to find out more. The guides are ex-offenders, and during the tour, we are taken to areas with once sprawling opium and gambling dens, as well as streets where police cases of Triad members took place. Now, what I found most interesting about this experience was really the personal stories shared by our guides and the challenges they faced as ex-offenders. But I was also inspired by the openness of their sharing, as well as their passion to want to find a new path. But since we're on Money FM 89.3, I was also curious about how the tour came about. Having launched just 3 months ago in the midst of the pandemic, how successful has it been? So at the end of the tour, I sat down with Melvin Mark, the co-founder of Explora, the company behind the initiative, to find out more.
Okay, well, Melvin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
You're welcome.
A really interesting tour. Bruce gave us the full works. He went into so much detail on the walking tour. Mm-hmm. We spent, I think it's just over 2 hours now, talking and walking and learning his story. But perhaps you can tell us your story. What was the inspiration? How did Triad Trails start?
Okay, basically it's a confluence of two people. One is there's a friend of mine called Glenn Lim. He co-founded AOL,
Architects of Life,
and I co-founded Explora. Explora actually is made up of two words. One is the act of doing good, and then the joy of exploring. So the whole idea is about travel for change, or we sometimes use the word impact travel. In other words, it's not the usual kind of thing. It has to give an encounter. It has to give an impact, leave some kind of thing for you to think about. So that's the origin of Explora. So one day, I think about early part of this year, we had a conversation and he was starting to have like meals for some of the ex-offenders. Have people come buy the meal and have a chat with them. I say, hey, that's a great idea. Why don't you add on a component that includes a walk around so that you can see the sights more than just the talk? And then we end up with a talk. And that was actually the birth of Triad Trails. So we realized that, for one, the advantage of this is that, you see, if you heard of the SRV, the Singapore Rediscover Vouchers,
yes,
right? Can't just go into an F&B and say, okay, that doesn't check the box. But if you craft it within the ambit of a tour, it works. And then it can end up as in a meal as being part and parcel of the whole experience. So that's where we begin.
Such an interesting time to launch as well. As you mentioned, we are in the midst of a pandemic.
That's right.
Tourism industry has taken a bit of a blow. But what kind of reception have you had since launching Triad Trails?
Actually, it's very surprising. I mean, aside from Triad Trails, we have other things like, you know, from farm to table, some of these social enterprises like Dignity Kitchen, where, you know, they operate food by people who are disabled, things like that. But the Triad Trail really took off. And we realized that as we do that, we put up some of our own publicity. And then we got traction. We've got, for example, AFP. They picked it up and we started talking about, wow. And then after that, travel magazines, travel platforms like Anicommerce.
And now you're on Money FM.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, wow, you know, that's kind of like we're talking about the money part of it. But I think it all adds up together because at the end of the day, what impacts people's pocket really should come from something that impacts their heart. So we even have world global leaders. I've got this travel platform that is called TUI. I mean, it's the largest probably in the world. They contacted us and said, hey, we are interested to bring our cruisers in when it's open and offer this as one of the special tours for a day trip.
So tell me then, you launched this 3 months ago, is that correct?
It launches about 4 months.
Yeah. 4 months ago.
Yeah.
So you started with how many tours and how many do you have now?
you know, it's kind of like because of the pandemic advisory and so on. So it's kind of like stop, start. Because there was a time where, sorry, no food. And I mean, we're going to go back to similar restrictions. But through it, it's always been like, I wouldn't say, let's say every month we probably have about a couple of tours.
Okay.
People have been making inquiries, but you know, there are people who says, well, you know, with three of us, four of us, can we join? But, you know, to make it work, you need at least a group of 10 to make it work. So sometimes we have to kind of like link up all these people into a group. We got to work at that. But it's working.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have big groups. You can't have big gatherings. And also, we need to know that number of ex-offenders that are being trained to do that, they're still training. It's limited. So that limits actually the number of people going. But there are actually more inquiries than that.
So Todd, how many ex-offenders do you have on the team now? And share with me their journey starting off with Triad Trails. What's it been like? Because they're sharing their story with a large group of people. What kind of effect has it had on them?
Actually, what AOL is doing is really part of a larger ecosystem. For example, I'm also involved with what we call the Agape Connecting People. It's a call center that operates in prison.
Okay.
Employing prisoners, still serving sentence, but serving corporate clients. So it's actually a social enterprise, right? So it's all part of an ecosystem that came out of an initiative called the Yellow Ribbon Project that started more than 10 years ago, which is like, all right, we need as a society to give those who have made mistakes in the past a second chance. So that's the whole idea of a Yellow Ribbon, right? And so the whole idea is, how do we get society, private sector, the public sector, to embrace them, to give them opportunity? So AOL's journey of the ex-offenders is part of that. We want to look at this not just as kind of like cost that is a Singapore Rediscover vouchers, which will end by the end of this year anyway, but to use that as a long-term pivot to think about how do we strategically give them something beyond just moving furnitures, beyond just maybe running a call center, beyond some of these manual things and maybe kitchen help. Actually, a lot of these ex-offenders are people with talent. It's just used wrongly. So I think there's a whole development of upskilling them, training them. So this is one of it. In fact, we actually hope to use the Triad Trails and put in some virtual interactive program inside.
What do you mean? What kind of virtual interactive program?
Well, for example, augmented reality.
Okay.
For example,
you can look back at the opium dens like they were back in the day when you're looking at the building, something like that?
Yes, exactly. For example, right now your journey is that, okay, this used to be an opium den, but what you are looking at is really the modern
shop front. Yeah.
You don't see that, but with an augmented reality or something that is interesting, embedded, you can actually have it on your phone and you can say, all right, we are at this point number 3. Tap it and you see a picture of the opium den or a picture of a triad secret society. So all these kind of things, it actually brings forth, I would call it, I mean, maybe I'm a bit more optimistic and ambitious, I would say we need to train 21st century guides, tour guides, right? Which interacts with both physical as well as virtual, so that the experience given to visitors would be further enhanced. Plus the fact that they have a story at the end of it.
That was Melvin Mark, the co-founder of Explora, talking to me following a Triad Trails tour, which aims to tie together tourism with purpose. I'm Rachel Kelly. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.